Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we saw that Ava, Jaden, and Mr. Jim had just gotten completely frozen inside of HQ because of all the cold air that has been blowing down from the Purple Ninjas fans. How in the world are they going to get out of a frozen HQ? Will Bernie be able to save them? Let's see what happens next. Bernie, the fire-breathing dragon, has been a member of our spy team for ages. He lives high in the mountains in a cave far away from any other living thing. You see, Bernie now likes his peace and quiet. He spent many years fighting Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath, and now he's able to enjoy a much quieter life. But every now and then, he's called into action to save the day. And this seems like a problem only our fire-breathing dragon can solve. As our three friends, Mr. Jim, Ava, and Jaden patiently awaited Bernie to come and rescue them from an inside frozen HQ, they were receiving more and more bad news that the whole town was getting more frozen by the minute. Wow! Jaden, Ava, look at this! It looks like the temperature has dropped another 10 degrees just in the past hour! Jaden's eyes got really big. Didn't we already pass the coldest temperature record already? Yes, we did, Jaden. And it's still getting colder. Mr. Jim, when do you think Bernie's going to be able to come? He should be here soon. I hope he's safe out in the cold. And just then, they heard banging on the door.
Hello? Is anyone home?
Bernie! We're inside!
If you haven't met Bernie yet, don't be afraid of his voice. You see, Bernie, the fire-breathing dragon, got his fire-breathing skills by accidentally swallowing a piece of the sun. That's another story for another time. But when you swallow a piece of the sun, it can sometimes make your voice sound a little bit like Bernie's.
Okay, well, back away from the door. I'm gonna fire blast it to melt the ice around the door.
Mr. Jim, Ava, and Jaden all backed away, far away from that metal front door of HQ, as they watched it start to glow a very bright orange color.
Wow, that's awesome. Don't touch it, Jaden. It's like full of fire from Bernie, said Ava.
Just another minute later, the door popped open, and a gust of cold air came bursting inside.
Oh, thank you, Bernie. Come on inside, warm up.
It's great to see you, Bernie, said Ava. But me and Jaden, we've got to get to the North Pole. We're running out of time.
I'll see you later, Bernie,
said Jaden as they both zoomed out the front door in their warm electric jackets and jetpack shoes.
Bye, kids. Wow, Mr. Jim. Why are they headed up there?
We're not sure, Bernie, but something isn't right. If we don't figure it out, we'll be stuck in the next ice age.
Oh my, that's serious. My granddaddy dragon lived through the last ice age.
He did? Said Mr. Jim. Wow, he must be old.
Oh yes he was, and ice ages are serious stuff. I hope Jaden and Ava are able to save us all.
Me too, Bernie. Me too. Meanwhile, the Purple Ninjas were trying to figure out their boss's instructions he had written down for tilting planet Earth. Remember, he wanted to tilt planet Earth so that the sun's heat rays would reflect away and freeze the entire planet. It was very complicated stuff, and they were kind of struggling knowing what to do.
I don't think it's supposed to go like that.
Steve, of course it is. See, when I hold up the blueprints, the red wire connects here.
I think you might be holding it upside down.
That's impossible. Oh, Wait a second. Okay, maybe you're right. Huh, Steve, what are we gonna do?
I can go ask the boss to help us.
No, you can't do that. He needs to know that we can handle this stuff.
Yeah, but his drawings don't even make that much sense. And I can barely tell which way is up.
Yes, but I'm not gonna tell him that. Come on, let's keep trying. We gotta figure this stuff out so we can tilt the Earth, just like he said. Just don't lose sight of the instructions. I'll be right back. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay. But I really don't know about this.
As Jaden and Ava were flying towards the North Pole, it was very hard to see anything. The wind was very strong and blowing snow right in their faces the entire way.
Wow! These jetpack shoes are the greatest thing ever! Shouted Jaden over the wind. Ava, I told you I could wish them into existence.
Jaden, you just got lucky, Ava shouted back. There's no way you wish those things to happen.
Okay, well, I grant you one wish, Ava. Give it a try.
You're not a genie, Jaden.
Ha, I like it. Yeah, just call me Genie Jaden.
Not a chance, Jaden.
But I wish this wind would stop.
Just then, they finally flew over a ridge and saw something pretty strange in the distance.
Jaden, do you see that up ahead? It looks like there's something really big up there. It's blowing all this wind and snow.
What in the world? Said Jaden.
Those look like giant fans.
Holy smokes, Jaden. I think you're right. Come on, let's try and get closer.
The closer they got to the fans, the windier they got.
The wind even almost blew them over to crash into the ground, but thankfully their jetpack shoes had anti-wind features that kept them moving forward. They landed behind the fans and saw a bunch of extension cords plugging them all into some big generators.
Jaden! Let's unplug them!
What?
Let's unplug them!
No, Ava! I think we should unplug them!
Ava rolled her eyes as it was far too loud for Jaden to hear. They began unplugging all the fans. Almost instantly, the wind and snow stopped, and they realized the storm was finally over.
Meanwhile, the Purple Ninjas were trying to figure out how to make this machine the boss wanted.
Steve, pass me the instruction sheet. I need to take another look.
The what? I thought you had them.
I had to go to the bathroom, remember? And I gave them to you?
Looks like they might have gotten blown away in all that wind.
They what?
How's it going, Purple Ninjas? You almost done with the machine?
As Dr. Stinky Breath walked in and took one look at both of them, who both had very large, guilty-looking eyes, he knew.
Purple Ninjas!
Wow, great job, Ava and Jaden! Holy smokes, I can't believe we just escaped the next ice age. Whew, that sure was a very cold episode, and I'm pretty sure that Ava and Jaden are going to be excited to get back to school and not have this never-ending snow day forever. I don't think Dr. Stinky Breath is quite going to give up, and we'll have to wait and see what his next plan is.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor. Wow, looks like we're already back to the show.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating two birthdays. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Mitchell, who's turning 6 years old. Mitchell loves building Legos, playing chess and ninjas with his little brother, James. Wow, Mitchell, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy sixth birthday, Mitchell. And next up we have... Happy birthday, Dashiell, who's turning 6 years old. Dashiell is a drummer that loves to solve mysteries and go on adventures.
Wow, drummer, that's pretty awesome, Dashiell. Well, happy 6th birthday. I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Colt from California, Alex from South Carolina, Arthur from Virginia, Benny from Idaho, Jace from North Carolina, Ella from Florida, Noah from Florida. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.